527 groups got credit and blame for a lot in the last presidential campaign. Named for their tax code designation, the unlimited donations paid for get-out-the-vote efforts. At the same time, ads aired by other 527s, like Swift Boat Veterans for Truth, often left candidates feeling like they'd lost control of their campaign message. Ken Mayer, a political science professor at UW-Madison, believes the next debate over campaign finance reform will focus less on the potential of donations to corrupt a candidate and more on arguments over control.
Talking about controlling the message is really a way for candidates to not talk about things they don't want to talk about, and that wouldn't be a good thing.
Groups like Wisconsin Right to Life, the Sierra Club, and Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce have all objected to campaign finance restrictions. WMC spokesperson Jim Pugh says new rules on 527s would probably be an unconstitutional limit on free speech, and in the group's opinion, unnecessary.
People have the greatest amount of information with the fewest amounts of government regulation.
The first reform effort took years to convince Congress and the courts that change was necessary and legal. Supporters of additional regulation, like Common Cause Director Jay Heck, hope Senators Russ Feingold and John McCain have similar success in limiting 527s.
It took 7 years for the McCain-Feingold law, as we know it now, to become enacted into law, so this may take some time.
According to the Center for Public Integrity, the battleground state of Ohio ranked highest in ad dollars spent by 527 groups. It says Wisconsin ranked sixth. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.